To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:57 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday night, October 19th. You Better You Bet After Dark with Nick Costos. I am absolutely fucking sick to my stomach right now. Plan was just to wait and do the Giants-Broncos game tomorrow on the show, but I don't really feel like fucking waiting because I am absolutely fucking sick to my stomach. Sick to my fucking stomach. My wife and daughter got home a little while ago. My daughter's throwing a fit. Should I go home and see her? She's upset. She's crying. And the fucking Giants fucking suck. And now I can't even go home and see my daughter because she's in hysterics and she has to go to sleep. Just what a great Sunday night. Just line them up, kicking the fucking nuts from the New York Football Giants as per usual. As per usual with this team. Where, you know, if you had told me on February 3rd, 2008, Giants win this game against the Patriots. They beat the undefeated Patriots. They win the Super Bowl. They win Super Bowl 42. But you have to go through year, and they won in Super Bowl 46 also. To be fair, I would have signed up for it in blood. No questions asked. Shittiest endings possible. All the collapses your little heart could ever tolerate. I would have signed up for it in blood. I'll tell you what. I kind of wish I could take it back. If I could have just had one of those Super Bowls, but not this just endless procession of kicks in my junk, I'd consider taking it. It can't be this. It can't be this all the time. It can't be end of game collapse. It can't be end of game and you completely fuck it up. It can't be that the kicker always sucks, that Lawrence Tynes retires, and now it's just one curtain jerking jabroni after another kicking the ball for the New York Football Giants. It can't be. It can't be that at the end of games, they always find a way to lose. And find ways to lose in the most insane ways that you could fucking possibly imagine. This one's absolutely unreal. This one might take the cake. And I say that, and there's no way that could be true. It's impossible that it could be true with some of the losses that this team has had. Forget about over the last 10 years, and this 10 years in the fucking wilderness, fucking wandering around like John the fucking Baptist in the fucking wilderness. It's not even the last 10 years. How about the past like 5 years? The losses that this team has had. The one against the Jets a couple years ago with the kicking bullshit there and Brian Daboll's head so far up his rear end he can smell the pancakes he had for breakfast. My God, this one, this is special. This is, you're in fucking, the game is over. It is over. It's done. The game is finished. The Giants win. They're 3-4, and we're on to Philadelphia. And this was the biggest game since the 2022 divisional round in Philly, and then next week in Philly would have been the biggest game since this Sunday and the 2002 divisional round in Philly. And now, here we are again. We're back at square one. And I got news for everybody. They're going to get their fucking asses handed to them by the Eagles next week. Did you hear or see Jalen Hurts after the Eagles won today in Minnesota saying, "We ain't losing anymore"? Yeah, you think he's kidding? Super Bowl champion Jalen Hurts, someone who knows what it takes to win, an organization that knows what it takes to win, a head coach who knows what it takes to win against this team? The New York Football Giants, a collection of absolute losers. Losers. This kicker, Jude McTaminay, whatever the hell his name is. Hey, Jude. Hey, Jude, go fucking home. Go kick rocks somewhere, buddy. I don't want to see you kick a football again. Fuck it. Can't make extra points. What an absolute jabroni. How do you look at yourself in the mirror? This would be like if the show started and I just didn't talk. That's what this is like. Like, the show starts and I just stare into the camera and I'm silent. That's what this is. You can't kick the ball. Why are you here? What's your purpose for existing if you can't bang home extra points? And it's the difference between winning and losing. And look, it's not his fault solely. It is not his fault solely. A lot of people are to blame here for this. Shane Bowen, absolutely brutal. Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator of the Giants, just terrible in the fourth quarter. The Giants defense collapsing. Not against Patrick Mahomes, not against Josh Allen, not against Lamar Jackson, against Bo Nix. They made Bo Nix look like John Elway, made Bo Nix look like Peyton Manning in this game and in the fourth quarter, where they allowed an unfathomable 33 points in the fourth quarter. Now, the game has basically just ended. I have no idea if this is the most points that they've allowed in a quarter in franchise history, but candidly, how the fuck could it not be? 33 points in the fourth quarter. They scored 32 points and going into the fourth quarter allowed zero and they fucking lost. This is going to be one of those crazy stats where this is like the one in 758 million and one. This is the one. Team scores 32 points, doesn't allow a point until the fourth quarter. Team loses. How is it possible? Not only are the Giants like losing games on the field, we are defying the very laws of math and physics and reality. Like Albert Einstein's rolling in his fucking grave right now because he can't even believe this shit. How is it possible? How do you make it make sense? How do you make sense of something that you cannot explain? 32 points scored, 0 points allowed until the fourth quarter, and you lose 33-32. You make Bo Nix look like Peyton Manning. You make Cortland Sutton, who's a good player, you make him look like he's Randy Moss. Marvin Mims, like pulling down but catches over jabroni corners while Shane Bowen can't figure it out. It is just, it's terrible, and this season's over. It's done. It died today in Denver. I would be willing to entertain the conversation of, could we make a wild card run? Like, is this season going to be fun? No and no. No and no. No and motherfucking no. 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 No, they're not making the playoffs. And no, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun. When you lose like this and drop to 2-5 and the schedule is what it is coming up, no, it's not going to be fun. It's going to be the opposite of fun. It's going to be like getting a fucking root canal every Sunday. Next week at Philadelphia. Then home Niners, Brock Purdy and company will be back for that game. At the Bears, home Packers, at Detroit, at New England. They may not win another game until the bye. And you know, maybe that's a good thing. Because I said last week on the show, and I meant it. I meant every word of it. And I couldn't believe that I meant it. And I couldn't believe that I was saying it. But it's true. And what I said was, after the win against the Eagles last Thursday night, that if this is what it's going to be, and Dart's going to look like this, and Scadabo's going to look like this, but especially Dart, then I think Dable and Shane have to come back. They have to come back. Because if they're going to start winning games and the quarterback's good, then you got to come back for another year. You don't get fired if that's what happens. And I think they're terrible. But if you pick the right quarterback and he's showing this promise and you're winning some games, how do you fire them? The good news here is there's no way you can't bring them back. And it's a laundry list of collapses and terrible losses overseen by this regime. I can even just, how about week two against Dallas? Russell Wilson throws for 450 yards. You take the lead 30 times, including at the very end of the game, and you find a way to lose. You lose in overtime. And then this one. This is what happens. And like, maybe Jackson Dart's the franchise quarterback. I mean, he's played pretty well, to his credit. I'm not trying to take anything away from here. But now what we as Giants fans, what we have to come to grips with, you lose this game in the way you lose it. You go on the road to Philadelphia next week. They're going to lose that game. They're going to lose a lot of games moving forward here where we are probably going to have a situation where Jackson Dart's going to enter next year with a new head coach and a new regime that didn't pick him. I want everybody to get used to that idea because I think that's the highway that we're on right now. And all the avenues of pleasure off this highway are motherfucking closed.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me anything that I've just said is wrong. Tell me it's wrong. Tell me that you think they're going to win games. Tell me that you think Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are going to lose their jobs. Because I'll tell you what, Jackson Dart's already shown enough to be at least in consideration, if not a lock, to start week one next year. You think this is going to be the coach and the GM? So now, the Giants, as loser organizations do, are probably going to have a situation with a new head coach and a new GM and a quarterback entering year two. This is what bad teams do. And the New York Football Giants are a bad team and a bad organization. And for as well as Jackson Dart played in this game, and like they scored a touchdown on that final drive, and like Sean Payton almost got thrown out of the game and then they won, it's insane. Dart on that final drive was like a deer in headlights. One completed pass, had several opportunities with like 30 yards of real estate in front of him to pull the ball down and run, which is what he's really good at, wouldn't do it. And I'm not trying to blame Jackson Dart. It's not his fault. He did throw that terrible interception up 26-16, but the Giants still should have won the game. It's not his fault. It's not Scadaboo's fault, hell. It's not even the offense's fault. No neighbors, no Darius Slayton. It's like, here's Wandale Robinson and Daniel Bellinger and Theo Johnson and Tyrone Tracy. The offense played well. It's not their fault. It's not their fault that the stench of this organization is loser. They're losers. And losers lose, and that's what the New York Football Giants did today. And now, like next week on the road in Philadelphia, after the way the Giants beat them last week, how do you think this game's going to go? How do you think it's going to go? 2-6. Home San Francisco, at Chicago, home Green Bay, at Detroit, at New England. Good luck. See you later. Season's over. Thanks for coming by. And the real shitty thing is that your hopes get raised. I'm in fucking ecstasy watching this game. I'm as happy as I've been watching a Giants game, I would say, since last Thursday against the Eagles, but this is on top of that, so it means even more, because now it's like, oh my God, we're legit. We're fun. We're swaggy. We got it going on. We're fun to watch. We're winning games. We beat the reigning champs. We beat the Chargers in Dart's first start. We're going on the road and we're beating the Broncos. This shit rules. And then Lucy pulls the football away and we're all just fucking dumbass, bald ass, fucking fat ass, fucking Charlie Brown in the fucking stupid yellow shirt, trying to kick the field goal, missing and landing on our asses. New York Football Giants fans. You know, we'll save some more for the air tomorrow on You Better You Bet. But you know, when we put our heads on the pillow tonight, just think about Eli to Burris in Super Bowl 42, Eli to Manningham in Super Bowl 46. Hell, you could even think about Phil Simms in Super Bowl 21 or Scott Norwood missing the field goal wide right in Super Bowl 25. Because man, if you're thinking about present day, you're going to have nightmares, because that's what this season is going to be. Today started as a really, really, really terrific dream. One with promise. One with happiness, one with the feeling that you get when your football team is competent and relevant. What a dream it was for 45 minutes. And in that final 15 minutes, our blue dream turned into a big blue fucking nightmare. I'll see you all at 4 o'clock Eastern Monday on You Better You Bet.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.